Palpatine took a few steadying breaths before answering Jabba's comm. He gazed out onto the skylanes and cityscape beyond the transperisteel wall of his office, head resting against the back of his chair, and then swiveled slowly to face the transmitter on his desk, instantly an icon of benign civic duty.
"Lord Jabba," he said softly, "how are you?"
Jabba's interpreter droid, TC-70, was close by his master's side, and although Palpatine understood Huttese, it suited him to feign ignorance. The droid was a very accurate interpreter, as it turned out.
"Lord Jabba says his son is still missing, and that means he is deeply unhappy. And when he is deeply unhappy, that tends to color his approach to diplomacy."
"Quite a tidy warning. I'll give Jabba a point for that. We might have a lead, Lord Jabba. I have my best operatives on the job. Rest assured we're giving this our utmost attention."
Jabba narrowed his eyes to mere slits and shook slightly. TC-70 listened intently to his rumbling voice.
"Lord Jabba says he notes your current difficulties in moving troops and materiel to the Outer Rim. He wonders if that might hamper your ability to aid the search for his son."
Doing business with the likes of Jabba was actually enjoyable. Palpatine relished the chance to lock horns, politely, elegantly, subtly, but lock nonetheless, with a being who not only enjoyed his own power, but knew how to exercise it. The politicians of Coruscant were small people with small threats. Jabba might not have been in Palpatine's own league, was anyone, but the Hutt was a more worthy sparring partner than most, and more subtle than any gave him credit for.
"So, we both know it's on the table, what we are trading. Access to the Outer Rim for his son's safe return. Or should I say we both know what I want him to think is the hidden agenda?"
Palpatine wondered if Jabba assumed the Republic had arranged the kidnap to put pressure on him, soften him up a little. That would have been his first assumption had he been the Hutt. Except there were layers beneath that, as numerous and finely stacked as a slice through the thousand layers of a Nimrod route.
"I admit that being able to route traffic through certain sectors would aid us immensely, Lord Jabba," Palpatine said, with just the right degree of martyred endurance. "But we search, we follow leads, and we will find your son."
"Lord Jabba is generous and will show his gratitude if you succeed,"
Palpatine smiled sadly.
"We will do it anyway,"
he lied, knowing Jabba knew it was a lie.
"No civilized state could ignore a plea to help an innocent youngling. I know how important family is to Hutts. And how unusual it is for one relative to betray another. My Zero's lucky you won't have the chance to blame him."
TC-70 paused to listen to Jabba. "Outer Rim.
Master Jabba says he's glad you understand him."
Jabba thought he was playing a high-stakes game. That was clear. He was used to it. He hadn't become the unchallenged leader of the most powerful of Khajiitics by assuming the best of anyone. Palpatine gave him the kind of smile that just might have suggested that he knew the Hutt suspected everyone every time, but that he would keep his end of the bargain anyway. Yes, Jabba was used to playing deadly games, but he wasn't used to being one of the pieces. And that, in Palpatine's meticulously planned war in which he controlled both sides for one grand purpose, was all that Jabba was. He would never know.